You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Inbounds to Adams, to Westbrook. Westbrook, ball knocked out of his hands, grabbed by heels, leads it out to Justin Jackson. He's going for the flush. Put the cherry on the sundae, and the Sacramento Kings have put an end to a seven-game slide that was the worst since the 1990-91 start of that season. Final score, Kings 94, Oklahoma City 86. Well, my goodness, doesn't that feel good, Sacramento Kings fans?
Well, how about that? Doesn't that feel better? Much better. Kings break their losing streak. Kings win. Kings win. Strange night at Golden 1 Center, but a fun night in front of a sellout crowd as the Kings took on the big three of OKC, but got the victory 94-86, stopping their seven-game losing streak, and now through 10 games, they have a record of 2-8. Of course, we'll recap it all today on the podcast, and also it is Draft Wednesday. We'll tell you about our league at the end of the podcast as well. But let's get into it as the Kings and the Thunder battled in which a game you're going in going, how are the Kings going to find a way to win? How are they going to do it against a team that defensively is very strong? And I was very impressed by the Thunder's defense, to be honest with you. And then offensively, when you could throw out Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, and Russell Westbrook, it just, well, the Kings, what would it take? Would it take a perfect performance to beat them? The greatest thing about the win was there were a lot of things the Kings did wrong. It didn't take a perfect performance. They had a lot of mistakes that they could clean up, and yet they still won. They took advantage of a terrible shooting night from the Thunder. Credit the Kings' defense a little bit on that, but the Thunder certainly were off, and the Kings regrouped from just a brutal beginning in which they found themselves down early on, 10-0, 25-8 in the first quarter, and there were just some very weird statistics that happened in the game. If you look back at the first quarter, the Kings started the game missing their first 11 shots. At the 6 minute and 23 second mark, they scored their first point. That was it, that far into the game. They went 1 of 16, then 2 of 19, the starters in the opening quarter. 0 for 12, 0 points and 1 assist. And that was a starting lineup that had three of their veterans in it, in Zach Randolph, Garrett Temple, and George Hill. Throw in Willie Cauley-Stein and Bogdan Bogdanovic. They were scoreless. And in fact, the bench came in. First basket came from Justin Jackson. They had their 10 points after one quarter. Kings were down 25-10. It was still looking ugly, but the bench kept going. In fact, the bench made history. They scored the team's first 29 points before a starter scored a point, and that was NBA history. The pass record was 23 by Milwaukee back in 2011. The bench outscored Oklahoma City's bench 53-20. Buddy Hield really got it going in the second quarter, brought the team back, and in fact, the Kings led 42-41 after one half. And even that, with 4 minutes left in the half, is when the Kings got their first free throw attempt. So it was just bizarre, but all that being said, they led at the half 42-41. They had a strong third quarter and had a lead going into the fourth quarter of 10 points, and led by as much as 12, and then ended up hanging on and finishing strong, losing the lead in the fourth quarter, but regaining it and winning the game by a final score of 94-86. Inside the game, we talked about the bench. We talked about what those guys did. I love that the starters came back in the second time around after really having the brutal start, and then you had Willie playing better in the third quarter, Garrett playing better in the third quarter. Zach Randolph had a fantastic quarter in the third. I thought OKC made some strategy blunders, and when they took their enforcer, Steven Adams, out, and then now Zach Randolph went to work on guys like Carmelo or Paul George or Jeremy Grant, just different guys that couldn't handle him, and he got going. And then the rest of the group just kind of did their thing. The Kings were in foul trouble in the third quarter, got in the penalty at 7:05, but the Thunder only went 4 of 5 from free throws the rest of the quarter, so they didn't capitalize on that. And then in the end of the game, in which the Thunder come all the way back, it's a one-point game with 4 minutes to go, you've got to make plays, and the Kings made some mistakes, but more times than not, they were making the right play and executed very, very well, and we're going to hear one of those plays coming up in our highlight recap. But all in all, a much-needed win for the team as they got it done 94-86. So let's cue it up. Let's go ahead and listen to some of the good moments after the slow start for the Kings and their comeback win against the Thunder.
Talk about an ominous start when you're down 6-0, and we've mentioned that's happened. Here's a steal and a breakaway coming up. Westbrook's going to hand it off, and Robertson's going to get himself an easy two-hand reverse. Kings trail 8-0. Timeout called by David Yeager, and the Kings and the Thunder taking care of business in the first 2 minutes and 25 seconds of the ball game. This backside block by Bogdanovich. Long lead out to Temple. He's to Jackson in the corner for three, and the Kings are on the board. Oh, boy. Hats and horns, everyone. 6:23 to play in the first quarter before they got the first shot to drop. It was the 12th attempt. It was for three. Thunder wearing the road blue with orange and white. Breaking down the defense, driving to the rack, scoring is Paul George off the bounce that time, and he was fouled. It'll be a three-point opportunity for George. Here's a little screen and roll opportunity. Bad pass broken up by the Kings. Carter lead out pass Justin Jackson. Two-hand flush in the open floor. Jackson has 10 points. Kings within three at 30-27 after a horrific start that saw them miss their first 11 shots tonight. They trailed 10-0 before they scored. It took them over 5.5 minutes to get that first basket. And now they're right back in a one-possession ball game at 30-27. Backdoor cut, Buddy. Baseline pull-up. 15-footer. Got it. Buddy Hield has got 15. And the Kings are within one at 30-29. Oh, by the way, Buddy Hield has ties to Oklahoma. Played for the Sooners. Here's Westbrook again. Drives. Smothered by Bogdanovich. A great defensive play. Bogey pushes it up the floor. Kicks to Hill. Into the corner to Temple. Rainbow three. He's got the bucket. What a terrific sequence to give the Kings the lead. 42-41. Bogdanovich triggered that push with a block down inside. To Garrett Temple. Now slips to Zebo. Zebo with five in the clock. Digs right. Spins left. Jump hook. He's got another one. Zach Randolph shut out in the first half, but a 12-point third quarter. And the Kings lead is eight again. Oh, he went deep into his bag of tricks that time, and he had Steven Adams bobbing and leaning and moving in different directions before Randolph was able to convert. Backdoor cut. Fox. Hammer home. De'Aaron Fox off the bounce with a vicious left-hand rip to make it 75-69. Boy, Kings fans like that. I saw a lot of folks jump right up out of their seats. An explosive move by the rookie. Zebo now working against Patrick Patterson in isolation. The step back for two. Slide it home. Zach Randolph. Oh, that was sweet. Kings now lead by 7, 83-76, 14 for Randolph. Jackson now with a drive and a kick gives to Temple. Temple now pulls it back, looks for a cutter. It's Fox, backdoor cut. Zebo reverse, score it. Oh, that's great execution right there. De'Aaron Fox with the assist. Zebo with a bucket. Kings 89, Thunder 83, minute 10 and counting.
All right, again, another reminder along the network. Everybody else across the network, they're doing this on OKC, Locked on Thunder, Locked on Lakers, Locked on Jazz, Locked on Heat. It's everywhere. Check out everybody's work, not only the Kings, which we thank you for listening to us, but if you want your NBA fix on other teams, it's the entirety. That's what we provide, daily content here on the Locked on Network. All right, now let's hear from the players and the coach. First off, we're going to hear from Dave Yeager. Coach Yeager recaps what was a wild night, certainly at Golden 1 Center.
I'm just as soon forget the first quarter. Yeah, it was a struggle. You know, we got looks, we got shots. You know, obviously we turned the ball over way, way too much, but I thought we had a lot of good looks, and we just couldn't get one to go down. And, you know, different group came in, went to them pretty quick. They were ready to go. I thought De'Aaron was as aggressive as we're asking her to be, possession for possession, you know, both defensively and offensively. Buddy gave everybody confidence by, you know, a couple of his shots started falling. What I really liked about Buddy in the first half was I think he was 6 for 7, but he got us 6 or 7 wide open looks for his teammates by penetrating, getting in, finding the open guy, playing to the other side, making the right play. That is my attaboy for Buddy because, you know, he made free throws, he made shots, but he made a lot of things happen for his teammates, which I was impressed with.
It was by far Justin Jackson's best game as a King. And I know that you've talked about maybe that small forward position being the most difficult because of the people that you have to face. How did you feel about how he did defensively tonight as well?
He fought. You know, he's got some length to him, and you know, stick his nose in there, and he fought guys. So, you know, for I don't know how many nights you're going to get Paul George to go 4 for 16 and Carmelo to go 4 for 17. But, you know, we fought him. And guys like, you know, Garrett having to play bigger guys, Justin Jackson, Bogey, Buddy at times, you know, I tried not to let him have to guard Carmelo, but it happened once and he fought. And that's all you can. We're working on competing and having more grit and more toughness and teaching that. And they're getting, you know, got a taste of it tonight.
What are the things you're doing in practice now to pick up the aggressiveness? And what did you see tonight coming out of practice that was implemented?
Nothing. You know, we've done the same thing in practice that we have for the last, you know, week and a half. So, you know, we're trying to be, you know, one-on-one, sometimes you're going to have to play bigger guys. Sometimes you're going to have to be a bigger guy and play smaller guys. You know, just a lot of – when you look at the stats and say, well, you know, we're giving up threes or we're giving up, you know, the rim is – and we're not getting those on the other side, it's a ball-stopping problem, really working on the point of attack and trying to stop the ball in front of us. And so that's what we've been working on.
Coach, you mentioned 23 turnovers, but you still win the game. How does – a team, a young team, especially when they commit 23 turnovers, where did it start for you really to find a way to come back and win a game despite so many turnovers?
We were non-discriminant in our ability to share them. Everybody but two guys had a turnover. You know, it's young guys. It's different looks. It's playing Zach at five. We haven't played Zach at five except for the other night against Detroit very often. So now when he posts up, you're playing with four perimeter guys. Guys get in the way. Guys are trying to make plays. Also, you're playing against bigger, stronger teams that are – their length is a bothersome with Paul George. You know, playing 6'8", Jeremy Grant is big, and Andre Roberson. All these guys are – you know, they're big and they're long. So they got some deflections. I thought we were a little careless with the ball at times, but you know, we're getting better.
Coach, the last couple of games when you've gone to Zach at the five, it seems like things have kind of picked up for you offensively. That's something that you think you might want to go to a little more, just putting the small guys around him and giving Zach kind of that leeway to operate down there?
Yeah, it's more of a in case of emergency break glass, which is what the last two games have been. So that's what we've done that for.
How much should your young players need a win like this, just a win in general?
Yeah, you know, the small victories, feel good about the work that they've been putting in. You know, yesterday I thought we had a terrific practice, but we've had two really good weeks of practice. And the stuff that, you know, whatever you work on, if you say, Coach, your free throws are not going in. You know, how long you been working on your free throws? It just takes time. We just didn't practice them last week. You have to work on it for 6 months, 8 months, and I think if we just keep plugging away, we keep competing in practice and carry that over to the games, I think there's going to be bumps in the road. We're a young team. But I was encouraged by what I saw tonight.
Coach,
last one.
Well, we know, you know, coming into the season, you know, what the situation is. The team, especially the last game, they picked it back up. They stay in the course, and that's exactly what you want to do, right?
You know, yeah, we're broad strokes long term, but at the same time, I think I felt like after the Detroit game that we are settling into at times where it's okay and it's not okay. You know, you gotta bleed for this. You gotta bleed for playing time. You gotta bleed to win, and it's not just given. And when I thought we had 13 guys active tonight, I thought every one of them, their heads were in it, and it meant a lot to them to play the way that we did tonight.
All right, a couple of points that I'm going to take from what Coach said. He talked about the turnovers. You're not going to win many games. I mean, you're just not to commit 23 turnovers. You can't do it, but I like when you make mistakes in a win. I think those are easier sometimes to enforce on the team and show those film sessions and correctable things. He thought about their slow start shooting, but he thought they had good looks. It was just a matter of time before they'd start to fall. He loved how De'Aaron was aggressive, and that was the kind of game we needed to see from De'Aaron Fox. He was a good distributor, had 8 assists, but attacked, went to the basket, took 2 threes, that's fine, but he was just much more assertive. It was a little sloppy at times. He was part of the guilty party with 5 turnovers, but he was aggressive, and I thought he put a lot of pressure on Oklahoma City's defense. Also, he was very proud of Buddy, and Buddy's finding a role here in that second unit. I mean, it's just clear how comfortable he's become going against the second team, and this team needed a spark. He provided it, and Coach talked about not only getting his points, but opening up the entire offense. And you know, defensively, what this team had to do, what different guys had to do, who they had to guard, some of the cross matches and mismatches early didn't look good to me for the Kings. But they found a way and kind of played through it, and you just feel good for the guys that have been working hard. We talked about a good practice for the Kings, and it showed on a good performance on the court. And I think everybody kind of needed the win. And to see it done collectively, to see a starter struggle, to see the bench thrive, and then to see the starters play well, and then finish the game against a team with way more experience. And usually when it's a little bit in disarray, a little bit odd of a game, teams aren't shooting well, there's a bunch of turnovers, the team with more experience and better talent wins. That should have been a Thunder win, but the Kings found a way, and that they needed it. And for just the second time this year, they out-rebounded opponent. The other time was Dallas. There's your stat. Both times the Kings have out-rebounded an opponent, they won. They're now 2-0, went out-rebounding an opponent, and most importantly, they got a home win. They hadn't had that yet. And if you go across the board for the Kings, 21 points for Buddy Hield, becomes just the fourth Kings player to score 20 points in a game. That is amazing, 10 games into the season. Zach Randolph, after being scoreless in the first half, he ends with 18. Justin Jackson was really strong with 16, and De'Aaron Fox added 10. We mentioned Justin Jackson. Let's hear what he had to tell the media after his first home win as a King.
I think, you know, tonight we had some fun. You know, we were really moving that ball. Continue to play like that. You know, it feels good. It feels good to go out there and, you know, just have some fun, pass the ball around, everybody get involved. And so if we can continue to do that and push each other each and every day, I think we'll be all right.
What were you thinking from the bench when you come in? It was like, oh, my, here we go again. And did you kind of see some signs that you guys had some life?
No, I mean, I think that's a really good team. They got three All-Stars and eventually Hall of Famers. And so, you know, for me, coming off the bench, I was just trying to bring some energy, and you know, thankfully a few of my shots went in early, and guys were finding me, and we were moving the ball. Buddy came in, has some huge buckets for us, and so, you know, for us, it's, you know, not getting down whenever they might go on a run or whatever, but just try to keep on plugging away.
What was it like to be that those All-Star games and switch back on a couple? What was it like out there?
I mean, you know, for me, I tried to accept the challenge. Obviously, like you said, those are guys that I grew up watching, guys that you see on a daily basis put up 30 at any time. Thankfully, they missed some shots for us. But for me, I just, you know, I tried to make it as hard as possible on them, and sometimes you just got to hope they miss. And so, you know, it was definitely a great experience, but we move on to another team that's got some really good players as well.
What does the word like this do for you guys to be on the team, you know, with those three All-Stars that you mentioned? What does the word like this against the team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, any type of win, you know, like Coach said after the game, you know, to see some success after us going so hard in practice and pushing each other so hard every day, you know, to see that is definitely encouraging. So for us, we have to take that and we have to say, hey, we got to keep on working. And if we can continue to keep on working, and, you know, hopefully we can have some more games like that.
Well, Justin Jackson was asked to do quite a bit. He came in, scored the first couple of points for the Kings, played productively off the bench in 30 minutes, 16 points, 4 rebounds. But he had to guard Paul George. He had to guard Carmelo Anthony. Those are not easy asks for anybody, but certainly a rookie. I thought he accepted the challenge. The team moved the ball well that he talked about. And again, not a perfect game, but they did it. They contributed. They found their way. They did what they needed to do. And I can't tell you how much this team needed it, how much everybody that follows this team needed it. And to do it in a kind of an unorthodox way, but it shows that they can do it. And so now that 2-8 through 10 games, certainly not a record that anybody is loving, but I can promise you this, it's better than 1-9. I know it's only one game better, but you look at the Thunder, who I think will be very good. I was impressed with them, honestly, defensively, offensively, they were brutal, but you could see where they'll get it together, and they're 4-6, only two games better than the Kings. So it's early, long way to go. Kings have a long way to go. Thunder will be fine, and hopefully the Kings will grow and build and move forward from what they had on this night. All right, now it's Wednesday. It's Draft Wednesday. It's what we do across the Locked On Network, and it's really easy. It's been fun the last 2 weeks, and I'm going to win this week, and I hope a lot of you come in and play. Get your app ready, Draft. You can find it in any app store or draft.com on your computer, but it's simple. Last week we had 6 players that entered our league. Let's have at least that. If we fill up a league of 6, I'll make up another one as well. But as soon as the league gets filled, then the draft happens. This is how quick it goes. So let's say we have 5 in the league, and you look, and it's a 6-person league I'm going to set up. You become the 6th person. Boom, you're in. The draft happens. And if you're looking at what's going on Wednesday as far as across the NBA, There's, let's see, Pacers play the Pistons, Knicks and the Magic, Lakers and the Celtics, Heat and the Suns, Timberwolves and the Warriors. You'll get to pick two guards, two forwards, and a center. And if our six-team league, you know, people will probably be fighting for Porzingis, let's say. People will probably want Curry and Durant and Karl-Anthony Towns. These may be all the first-rounders, and that's great, but it's the snake drafts. So whoever picks first, it goes first through six, six through one, one through six, that kind of thing. And the draft is literally done in a matter of moments, maybe a minute, 2 minutes. And then it's just, you know, your standard, what you're looking for, points, rebounds, assists, that kind of thing. It all is kept track for you. It's super easy to do, and it's fun. And we'll play for a little bit of money. I'll make it $1 or $3, and the winner gets bragging rights and a little bit of cash. So it's fun. Check it out. It's really simple, and I think you will enjoy it. And if it continues to grow, then we'll make our league bigger and bigger. But like I said, the first week we had four people in it. Second week we had six, and it's something we're doing across the Locked On Network where we want you to play. So if you are a basketball fan, this is for you. Just make it happen. It's fantasy basketball, but it's basically who you think is good, who you want in your team, and you just have the team for one night. That's it. And then that league is done. I haven't had the same players twice in the 2 weeks we've done it. So it's just like you would in a fantasy draft, but it's one night. There's no management. You just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, it's easy. There's no trades, no waiver wire. You just watch your guys play, and hopefully they produce. So come join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in just minutes or play right from your computer, as I said earlier, draft.com. Whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code. That's LOKINGS, LOKINGS. So you get to play for real money and or just for free, either way, but just use my promo code LOKINGS on your first deposit on Draft. So let's see you there, and I'm telling you, I'm going to do better. I haven't been able to place yet, but it's going to happen. I'm going to figure this out and challenge you guys, and hopefully you'll get in the league as well. That's it for us today. Kings got the win. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Locked On Kings. Thank you so much for listening. Make it a regular part of your routine, and we do appreciate your support. So we're back again tomorrow for another edition of Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.